This is CNN Vantage Point. I'm Craig Morgenstern, Senior Investment Officer with CNN Wealth Management, and today's podcast will provide a market review for the month of October 2023 and our current outlook. Heightened geopolitical tension alongside concerns of an economic slowdown weighed on financial markets in October. The S&P 500 index declined 2.1% and the NASDAQ composite index declined 2.8% for the month. Both indices enter near-term correction territory, declining more than 10% since their recent intra-year high in July. Continued pressure on small-cap stocks saw the Russell 2000 index decline 6.8% for the month. International markets continued to lag U.S. markets this year as the MSCI EAFE and MSCI Emerging Markets indices declined 4.1% and 3.9%, respectively, for the month. Fixed income indices declined for the month, with the Bloomberg U.S. Aggregate Bond Index down 1.6%. The sustained effect of tighter Fed policy is impacting longer-dated bonds. The 10-year U.S. Treasury yield ended the month at 4.88% after briefly touching the 5% level for the first time since July 2007. The Treasury yield curve remains inverted. However, intermediate and long-term bond yields have increased 1.2% on average since June, while the short end of the curve has held steady. U.S. inflation rates have cooled from 1 year ago, with the U.S. core inflation rate now at 4.1%, but still tracking above the Fed's 2% average inflation target. Labor markets remain tight, with unemployment at 3.8%. Half of S&P 500 companies have posted Q3 2023 earnings, with a majority reporting positive revenue and earnings surprises. U.S. real GDP grew at a 4.9% annualized pace in Q3 2023. Key economic indicators continue to support tighter Fed policy, while a near-term recession seems unlikely. The Israel-Hamas war emerged this past month and serves to elevate geopolitical tension. Generally, the economic impact of these conflicts is limited, but oil price spikes are a risk. Thus far, this concern has not materialized. Brent crude oil ended the month at $87.41 a barrel and declined 8% during the month. The equity market sell-off and technical correction in recent months is against strong year-to-date performance, with the S&P 500 index up 10.7% and the NASDAQ Composite Index up 23.6%. While the S&P 500 index calendar year returns are typically positive, the index historically endures an intra-year decline that is peak to trough of 14% on average. We made no portfolio changes in October. Our portfolios retain a neutral equity allocation. A resilient U.S. economy, tight labor conditions, and favorable earnings environment are supportive of equities near term. From a valuation perspective, our portfolios have a slight value tilt and large company bias. With an incrementally less inverted yield curve, higher financing costs in mortgages and consumer credit pose a headwind for equities and increase the relative attractiveness of fixed income. We are neutral across our fixed income maturity and credit profile as spreads remain tight. We'd like to remind our listeners that market conditions can change quickly. As circumstances and facts change, CNN's market views and portfolio positioning may change accordingly. If you would like more information about our current positioning and market thoughts, please contact any of our wealth management advisors. If you like this podcast, we'd be grateful if you would share it with your friends. On behalf of the entire CNN Wealth Management team, we thank you for listening.
Please note, views are subject to change based on market conditions and other factors. These views should not be construed as recommendation for any specific security or sector. Client portfolios may or may not be at the positionings discussed due to, but not limited to, distributions, tax management limitations, systematic purchases, etc. Some products are not FDIC insured or guaranteed, not a deposit or other obligation of the bank, not guaranteed by the bank, and are subject to investment risk, including the possible loss of principal amount invested, and are not insured by any other federal government agency.